Welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman. This is our Sleep Be Damned special episode. That's right. We went out this past Saturday, the 14th of November, to help Don Ramirez and those of the Frederick Underground Art Archive in putting on their event titled Art Versus the Corona Apocalypse. That's right. We went to the Apollo Civic Theater here in Martinsburg, West Virginia, and kind of helped Don Ramirez kind of document this event and see what they had to do and kind of get content for all of you in regards to this episode. Now, this particular episode is going to be in several parts, and one part is going to be the first part is going to be our interview with Will from the Let There Be Rock School, and then we're going to kind to get into the event that we were able to record a little bit. Now we got a chance to use one of our new toys, and that's a Zoom Q8 in regards to the interview with Will. So I'm going to break away from that and kind of let you hear our interview with Will. Last time we spoke with Will was maybe about a year or so ago, as you hear in the interview, in regards to the punk rock festival. Now, a lot of music was going on in regards to that particular interview. So this is a better, cleaner interview that we did with Will, and here it is. Take it away. Okay, go ahead. I'm here with Will once again.
Hey, how you guys doing?
For the folks who might not remember, the last time we spoke with Will was about a year ago or so.
At the
School Rock, Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yep.
For those who are new listeners, can you tell us what the School of Rock is?
Hey, the School of Rock is a place where kids and adults can come and get their inner rock star on a big stage. We play a lot of shows. We play at all levels of music. Anyone from the ages of 4 to 400 can come and join us and get in a band and get out and play. I got my boy Gage here. He started when, what were you, two? Two when you started?
I was 3 years old. Yeah, that's right. No, I was 12, I'm pretty sure.
How many bands you in now, Gage?
Two
bands. And you got a band outside of the rock school,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, yeah, Gage performed today. His whole band performed. It's just cool, man. It's a really cool place to come out and have a good time. It's not about how good of a musician you are, although we try to, you know, we encourage that. Mm-hmm. However, it's more about just loving and enjoying and getting the experience of music and being able to experience on a stage.
How to work inside of a band instead of, you know, just maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for instance, I mean, Gage is a perfect example today. Gage shows up today and he brings his friends and they all become stagehands. You know, they're running cables, they're carrying instruments, they're learning how to deal with a club owner, they're helping a sound man, they're helping a light guy. We teach the whole experience. And again, some of these guys are going to go on and be serious musicians, and some of them are going to look back and like, wow, I had an awesome time to play at the Apollo Theater, or I got to open up for Hell Yeah, or I got to play a national venue with the Blue Fox of Virginia. You know, they're going to be able to have those experiences, look back on. They're not going anywhere, right? You know, it's in their memories, and they can talk about it. You know, Gage, how many shows have you been playing? You've been doing it for, what, 3.5 years or something?
Yeah, I don't know how many shows I've done, but I've done a lot, and I've gotten to play at Charlie Acres.
Yep.
I've got Blue Fox, Bar and Grill. I've here, obviously. I mean, we've been everywhere. It's great experience. Great experience. It really gives you a chance to, you know, experience something that you probably won't get to experience anywhere else.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a cool thing, man, you know, for all of us old school guys who, you know, I started playing professionally in 1986, right? You know, and I've been in 3-member bands and outnumbered the crowd, right? Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen at rock school shows. Everybody's out. Everybody supports each other. We always have between 8 and 13 bands playing a show.
Yeah.
So it's always a good time. It's always a good experience. And it's just learning, 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 and having a great time. And so that's what we're all about.
How's recent events kind of affected the school?
Well, normally we play 30 to 35 shows a year. In 2020, right now, this is our 4th show. So, yeah, it's really, really shut things down. You know, and I got to give my hats off to Don Ramirez and Nick and you for giving us an opportunity to do these events and broadcast them live.
Thank you for letting us at the few times that we helped Don out to let us record there and everything else. And you had recently had good news. You came to own the school.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to buy the building we're in. You know, if anyone knows the history of the rock school, we've been in 3 buildings in 4.5 years. But we just had an opportunity to buy our building. So, yeah, we're set, man. As long as we can make that mortgage, we're going to keep that place. We're going to grow it. We're going to improve the building. We got a full stage in there, full lights. We're going to improve, 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 improve.
And I want to let you go, but before we go, where can we find you? Give yourself a plug.
You can find us on Facebook at Let There Be Rock School Panhandle. There are 6 other rock schools around the country, so we are the Panhandle location. You can find us on our website, which is lettherberockwv.com. And then on Instagram, I don't remember Instagram, but if you put in Let There Be Rock School, we'll show up.
In the description down below. And thank you so much. I'll let you go do your job and doing the announcement. And
take care. Man. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Council, she's going to tell us a little bit about what they do there.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Anna Howard from the Berkeley Arts Council. The Berkeley Arts Council is a nonprofit here in the county supporting all of the arts. We're thrilled to be part of this event tonight and hopefully into the future, not only for the groups that participated tonight and the Let There Be Rock School and everything that Don and Nick has done and the other musicians. We are promoting the arts in Berkeley County. The arts are growing every day here in the county. We have a great facility here at the Apollo that we would like to get off the ground and expand and improve. The Berkeley Arts Council stands behind all artists and amplifying their activities. We have a gallery and an exhibit area and a co-op down on 116 Main Street, Queen Street rather, that's open right now during COVID on Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. We have a holiday market coming up. We're now teaching art classes by Zoom. You can go to our website at berkeleyartswv.org. to check out what's going on and see some of the 16 artists that are in the co-op. And we are pushing and pushing and pushing the arts here in the county. And we've got a new mural that's just been finished that was done through Main Street Martinsburg. And as we coalesce and work together, all artists of all forms, we want to get the motivation and the ball rolling for doing more and more. We can't let COVID get us down. We're going to get out of this. And it's the artists that really pull us through. If anybody in the last 10 months, this keeps rolling on and on. You check your Facebook pages, you go on to YouTube. It's the artists that are pulling all of us through, whether they're writers, comedians, musicians, flat artists, every kind. And we're just really happy to support this activity. Thanks a lot. Have enjoy the rest of the show. It's coming up in about half an hour. So, thank you.
And Anna, real quick, what's our webpage? And Michael, will you give Michael the Apollo's right now as well?
Yeah, what is it?
ApolloCivicTheater.org.
ApolloCivicTheater.org. That's the sponsor here that we're in right now.
And donate!
Donate.
Donate and support.
Yep, and you can either one of our groups. Thanks a lot.
Woo!
be seeing Angie and Ken talking about their store Engage. If you guys want to come on up and tell us about it.
Hi everybody, we are Engage. We are located at 149 North Queen Street here in Martinsburg. We're a book, toy, and comic book store and collectibles, and we'd love to have you here. First of all, we would like to say thank you to Frederick Underground, Let There Be Rock School, and of course the beautiful Apollo Theater for allowing us to come in here tonight. Thank you for all of the support that we have gotten in our community. We just opened in May. Right in the middle of this COVID, and we've had such community support. It has been a great, great honor to be part of this community. So just wanted to show you a couple of things that we have in our store. We have vinyl, good old vinyl. Jefferson Starship, ELO, we've got Elvis, we've got it all. Come on down.
What else do we got?
We've got Star Wars Operation with Chewbacca. How cool is that, to play Operation with Chewbacca? Right now we also have Pops. Pops are popping off the shelves, and right now they've just come out with Batman and Superman in the breast cancer awareness. Funko has donated $25,000 to breast cancer awareness to help prevent and to find a cure for breast cancer, which we definitely need to do. Also, we have games, lots of games. Tic-tac-toe, checkers. We've got yard dice. Really, you can play Yahtzee out in the yard. Is that amazing or what? Go out there, we've got the score sheets, we've got the Yahtzee dice. It's just amazing. Also, books. Of course, you want to have a great story time with your kids. Look at this, My Dream Dog. What a cool, cool cover on that book. Stranger in the Woods, great, beautiful, photographic story of finding beautiful creatures out in the woods. Just amazing. Just amazing. Also, Thomas. We got Thomas. Oh, you wouldn't believe. How about Search for Spock? We got Star Trek stuff like you wouldn't believe. This is like a Where's Waldo, but for Star Trek fans. How cool is that? Comics. We've got comics. Here are some of the new ones that have just come out this week. We got Wonder Woman 766. We've got Justice League Death Metal. We got stuff for kids even. We've got Looney Tunes comic books. How cool is that? Again, we just want to say thank you to the community for coming out and supporting us for just opening. Our hours?
Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5.
Right now, we will expand in the next couple of weeks as we get closer to the holidays. But come down and enjoy us. We've got a great play area for the kids where they can play with blocks, write on the chalkboard, play on the train cable. And we do sanitize that stuff all the time. So come on down. Please wear the mask, as the governor has said that masks are required now. And also, Friday is Main Street. The Queen Street will be closed off. There's going to be all kinds of activities going on Main Street for kicking off the holiday season. So please come down, and again, thank you.
Absolutely.
And he's also a proud seller of Black Dog Coffee.
Let them exit.
Hi, Will.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Doing well.
Get some, Hannah.
Now it is my delight to introduce Paulette, who is with the Let There Be Rock School, and she's going to tell us how they're staying safe during these times. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'd just like to say that we've been keeping temperatures. Actually, in this pandemic, there's not much for the kids. So Guy has made it possible for Let There Be Rock to have their own school in the community at 410 West Ray Street. The music is open to all ages, not some, to learn, to just focus and feel the rhythm and just be safe and be family oriented with everybody and just enjoy life. That's all I really can say. Just a safe environment to enjoy music, to not forget that we still gotta live after the pandemic and explore the gifts and purpose that you have here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and this is Lane from Bakerton, and he just has a few words for you.
Hi, I'm Lane from Bakerton. Don asked me to do the lights here tonight. I've been a longtime supporter of the arts with Don, going back to about 1989, 1990. Did a show here in 1990 with Don, actually upstairs running the lights for that show. So I hope you guys enjoy the show tonight.
Wait, I gotta tell a story with Lane. We have a few minutes here. I haven't got to tell this story. We did the only show that's ever been rated by the Martinsburg Police Department here at the Apollo Theater about 30 years ago. It made our local newspapers. I have a couple of the copies if anyone wants to see it. Michael Knoll remembers this. But I got to tell a story, right? We rented the ballroom upstairs. We had some punk rock bands come up. But the Apollo Theater had this, it was a tribute to Frank Sinatra. So in this closet were cases of liquor. So if you paid $5 to get into our punk rock show, you gotta fit the liquor, you know? So like, you know, a few hours later, the Martinsburg City Police are turning on the lights. Oh, it was awesome. One of the best times of my life. Thank you guys for watching. We're back at 9.
Thanks, Lane.
Yep. Hey, Don. Can you tell us a little bit about Project Underground, purpose? I know we've worked with you for a while over the past year or so in regards to the Project Underground. Kind of tell us a little bit about it. And
I got 5 minutes here, Chris, so let me go.
Are we clear real quick?
Yeah. Chris is totally separate. All right, Chris, it's an honor and a pleasure to be back on the show. I know it's been an incredible long time. We're here at the Apollo Theater. This is the first show that the Apollo's hosted since the pandemic began. We did our first show at the Let There Be Rock School in June, pioneered this 4K live streaming that we're doing here at the Apollo. We did a show in September at Sky Stage, and they've already been dealing with the corona restrictions over there. They were doing the limited audience and the live streaming, so we knew that model would be successful. So we wanted to do it over there in Frederick, and we wanted to try it here at the Apollo Theater. So this is our third show in the middle of the pandemic, and I think it's been an incredible success. You know, we brought together several arts organizations. Berkeley Arts Council was involved in this. The Let There Be Rock School was involved in this, and the Apollo Theater. So it's been a really great, like, creative coalition.
Even though we're going to be here until about 9 p.m., can you tell us about what happened? You know, this has been going on pretty much all day here.
Right. We had the students from the Let There Be Rock School, and you can follow us on the Exploring Frederick's Underground on our YouTube channel. We also have a Facebook page, and we're looking at changing the name. We're leaning towards a 7 Arts Archive, because my whole project has been about trying to archive, like, rare art history, local art history, mostly I've been focusing on music. We had a great 2019, but the pandemic definitely had an impact on our program.
It took a wind out of a lot of people's sails, and folks at home, we are, everybody here is wearing masks.
And I want you to stay. You comment while the guys are doing the sound, and I want you to record sound checks and everything. Make that part of your show. It's a rare and intimate moment that you got. So, enjoy yourself, Chris.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the Word from Our Sponsors section, or part 2 of tonight's episode. And we're going to be walking into part 3, which is me describing everything and kind of the sound check part of the show. But I need to declare a few disclaimers first, and the first part relates to the section you just heard. Now, I must must say that this was Don's event, or I should say a combination of Don's event and the Apollo Civic Theater's event. Therefore, this was their setup. I had no idea what I was walking into. I just wanted to bring as much equipment with me as I could. I didn't know exactly how I could and how much I could get away with. So I will say that. And so therefore, our setup was on a table behind the presenters, or I should say the sponsors, for the community slash word from our sponsors section. So I tried to boost a little bit, but most of it was okay. As you heard, the next, as in regards to the next part, I described things really very poorly, but I tried my best because I wanted to give it a shot. And what I want to tell you guys and gals out there is that for the first, I want to say 6, 7 minutes, 8 minutes tops, everything was fine. Everything was coming in fine. The final 2 to 3 minutes that you're going to hear is why I didn't share with y'all the full 20 some odd minutes of the recording that I have left. And that's because for some ungodly reason, it came in very staticky. And it kind of, there was a lot of interference. I don't know, it's because of how close we were to the speakers and everything else. I hope to God our mics were not blown out because of this. I seriously doubt it, because they are XLR mics. They're kind of made for concerts and everything else. I think it's the proximity. It might have been a little bit of the, like, interference, like when you hear a mic whine or from a PA system. So I'm sharing part of the whole sound check process, and I was also going to give you all a part 4, which would have been the official introduction to the last part of the program, which would have been the 9 o'clock to, I think, the 11 o'clock portion of the program. We got there, meaning us at the show, the Long Coat Mafia podcast, got there at about 7:30 to set up the program, as you got from Don Ramirez's interview. Was kind of an all-day thing. So to cut to the chase, I'm going to back away and let you hear the final third of tonight's program, or tonight's episode.
Yeah. Folks, I'll let everything kind of record and everything. I'll take photos in regards to the setups and what's being done here. The one of the things that I'm seeing right now, folks, is the fact that one of the mics that they put up is an old school radio mic, if you know what I'm talking about. I will take photos and everything else while they're doing the sound checks. As I was saying, that pretty much what's been going on is that everybody here has been safe. Everybody's been wearing masks, and everybody has been trying to social distance when and where possible. It is pretty much amazing to see, and this is pretty much a full scale. This is not like what you might see on YouTube. Well, it is on YouTube, but it's not like something like J Station or PewDiePie or somebody mainstream that's going live. This is a full production live event. Even we're kind of recording right now in regards to everything. We'll be trimming down a lot of the stuff for show purposes and everything else. So it's kind of amazing and interesting to see. And once we it's kind of time to go and everything else, we'll be packing up and returning everything to pretty much as best as we can as we found it. Again, this is the Apollo Theater, and we are sacrificing our sleep so you can get some. Probably blew out the mic for We're gonna step away right now. I know it's probably hard to hear me through the mask and over the drums, but we're gonna step away and kind of focus some of our attention to what's going on the stage while our mics here are recording the sound set. Thank you.
1-2. Get a little bit of feedback there. 1-2-3. For the monitors, so you want me to put my mic back? One, two, three, four. 1-2-3. What?
We're gonna switch. We're gonna do a regular thing. Or you can show us when I'm on my crazy throwing drums around. Or you just show the audience throwing drums all over the place.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Check.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
That song before?
What?
I want to start with Roadrunner tonight. Do you guys know that song? Roadrunner? Sam, you never heard of it before? Sam, do you know the words to Roadrunner?
Once again, folks, welcome back, and I do apologize to all of you for having to deal with the static and kind of the last 2 or 3 minutes kind of were in regards to the final segment. I will be, for the sake of archiving everything, have the program on hand. That way, if we ever decide to put up a Patreon, we have something extra for all of you to kind of hear for yourself of the full hour long or 40 some odd minute long broadcast, or I won't say broadcast, recording that we did in its raw entirety, because it would have been hard on your ears to hear this recording with all the static. Even if I cut it down, I'm not that good of an audio professional in regards to this, but I do want to say thank you once again to Don, Nick. He was the tech advisor in regards to the event. He's the one that kind of helped get everything in position in regards to the live stream. I will put the live stream YouTube channel in the Frederick Underground Art Archive and the whole social media stuff in the description down below, including for Let There Be Rock and everything else. And maybe I'll put down some of the at least Engage, because they've been so grateful in regards for us to record a couple of our videos at their store. So I'll put their stuff down below. Again, special thanks to Don Ramirez and Nick and the Apollo Theater and everybody for allowing us to kind of present content for all of you to enjoy at this particular event. We do have a whole mess more of photos in the course of this week to post up. in regards to this event. We do have, I think, one or two videos to post up in regards to this particular event as well. So that is a thing. So I don't want to say we kind of failed in regards to Don's request in regards to getting some of the sound check and all that, but we did get a lot of footage, and Don is more than welcome to that footage if he needs to it. And as long as we keep our channel on YouTube and Facebook active, therefore, for the most part, it will be there for everybody to enjoy, and it will be a constant archive for those who wish to see it in the future. Now, speaking of that, I must give you all of you our routine spiel out there, and that is our social media stuff, our email, and everything else. Meaning that if you wish to contact us at the show, you're more than happy to do so. The way you could contact is one of the following options. First off, the old traditional way, which is via email. Our email address is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. That's right, it's longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Or you could send us a message through Facebook, because our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheLongcoatMafiaPodcast. So again, you could send us a message that way, or you can leave a comment on the pinned post for whatever episode you are listening to, whether it be our Halloween special, our Election Day special, our Nerd Squat / Main Street Comic Con episodes, or any number of our retrospectives, or this particular episode. And we'll try to reply to you. If we get enough of them, we'll read them on the air and everything else. We even got a book of poetry at this Art versus the Corona Apocalypse, so we'll be taking a look at that as soon as we get a chance. We got a load of other great content to go through. We got a couple new games in and to go into and look at and play. So we just wanted to concentrate on this event. To also contact us, we do have a Twitter account. It is Longcoat Mafia. Our Instagram, I suggest you follow us on Twitter, because we are starting to at least try to post more on Twitter. That's right. So there's that. Our Twitter, again, is Longcoat Mafia. Follow us there. Hit that follow button. Also, I might add, while you're on Facebook, leaving us a message or checking us out is what we also encourage you to do. Is hit that like button on Facebook. And if you like our content there, please like what you see. Hit that, smash that reaction bar underneath the post. If you like what you see, don't forget to also share it, especially our original content, just not the articles that we put out, because it helps us on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook and Facebook-owned things, we have an Instagram account. That's right, we do have an Instagram account. Our tag on that, it is Longcoat Mafia. That's right, it is Longcoat Mafia. We do recommend that while you're there, seeing all the photos that we put up, all the memes that we share, and everything else, to hit that follow button. That way you kind of get to see firsthand where we've been, what we've been, what we're doing, how we set up, and everything else in regards to our show. And sometimes we share stuff to Facebook through Instagram, and sometimes we don't. So you never know whether or not you're getting exclusive content on Instagram. So go there and follow us on Instagram. What else? We do have a YouTube channel. That's right. More than likely, the footage that we got from this past weekend's event will be a YouTube exclusive video. That's right. It will be a YouTube exclusive video. We're going to chop it up and we're going to put it up in two bits on Facebook. That's right. Not Facebook, YouTube. I'm sorry. This is going to be a YouTube exclusive. But if all of you want to see it on Facebook, you're going to have to let us know. So hop on Facebook and message us. Leave a comment in the description and let us know that you want to see these videos also on Facebook. Because what we tend to do a lot of times is put Facebook exclusive content up there. Or we'll put strictly Facebook exclusive content. Because sometimes either YouTube or Facebook can be picky. So that's why we tend to ask you, if you go to our YouTube page, to hit that subscribe button so you're able to have our stuff in your feed on YouTube when we post up. And while you're there, hit that notification bell as well. And if you like our videos, hit that like button. And that way we get more traffic to our YouTube page, because we know how YouTube tends to push us in a lot of bad light, and we don't like that. We need your help with that, and to help gain get more and more traction in regards to Facebook. And also, speaking of Facebook and YouTube and all that, we got a brand new artwork. Some of you might have noticed that change as well. That's right. We're kind of backing away from Igor. We're going to give Igor a break, and we have a new kind of channel channel logo that we've been using and trying out right now. So if you like that, let us know in regards to that by leaving us a comment on Facebook or sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or sending us a message on Twitter and or Instagram. Both handles are Longcoat Mafia. That's right. Let us know what you think. And we kind of changed because we no longer have to deal with Google Plus. We changed our it's easier to change everything on YouTube. So we managed to change our banner and everything else to something more formal. It looks better on a desktop than your phone, but it's better than what we had. Let me put it like that. So we're heading in the right direction. We're always learning on the show. What else? We do have a Twitter, not Twitter, we do have a Twitch channel. We will be kind of going back to it and kind of streaming more on Twitch, as you heard maybe a few minutes ago. We got a bunch more games in. We started streaming again on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/longcoatmafiapod. All the links for us and Let There Be Rock and Encore and the Apollo Theater and everybody else will be in the description down below in regards to everything. That way you'll be able to go straight to it. We'll let you know what we're streaming on, whether it be YouTube, Twitch, Facebook. More than likely it's going to be Twitch right now, because that's the easiest thing we could get set up for. And we got plenty of new games to play, including the new Call of Duty. We got a couple of remastered stuff. We got a lot of stuff that we have to share with you and content to bring with you. Heck, we even for really cheap, we got the new Shaq Fu game. We'll probably even try and play and beat that. So we got a lot of great stuff, and we got a lot of great content to bring all of you. So stick around to our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, our Instagram. So stick with us in regards to that. As for finding our... I know I didn't do this last week, and I apologize. That's right. I apologize for neglecting to do it last week, and that is sharing this bit of info with all of you. And that is, if you're listening to us on a desktop or a state, if you're listening to us on a mobile device, and rather listen to us on your desktop or laptop, you're able to do so by going to either iTunes/Apple Podcast and subscribing that way, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever they want to call their program now. And we're on Amazon Music. And guess what, folks? Guess what? This was a shock to me. This was a surprise. We're on Audible. That's right. We are on Audible.com. We're free on Audible. You don't need a membership. You can get us for free on Audible too. So it's awesome that we're on Audible. Check us out. Give us a listen. Subscribe to us. If you're on a desktop, a laptop, computer, that is awesome. But if you're the reverse and you're listening to us on a desktop or laptop computer, you're able to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, the Stitcher Radio app, Spotify app, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, what else? Oh, yes, Amazon Music. And since we're on Audible, I'm sure you could find us on the Audible app as well. And guess what, folks? Our problem has been fixed on Google Podcasts. That's right. For all of you out there, that want to hear us on your Android phone or on a Google device, you are able to do that because Google finally fixed our crap. That's right. Google finally fixed our crap. So have fun doing that. Please hit that subscribe. Leave us a review if you can. All this does help us in some way, shape, or form. It also tells our trolls out there and our haters that we are overcoming the hate. As well, before I forget, we do have a webpage. Our webpage is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And please note, The Long Coat Mafia is all one word. There's no spaces, no underscores, no dashes, or anything like that. It's all one word. It's thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And our website has stuff going all the way back to the beginning. It has a little bit of our story on it. It has all our links and everything else. Check it out. Even though we have to update it, we haven't updated it in a while, for the exception of our show stuff. But we will update it. We have a few pictures that we got to put up and everything else. We got to add a few things and probably change things around. But still, go check us out, and on your desktop, laptop, computer, make sure you bookmark it just in case something happens on iTunes or Spotify, and you can't, for some ungodly reason, you're not able to get us on those locations. You're able to get us on those locations. If you're on a desktop or a mobile app, make sure you get the Podbean app. It's free on all devices, and it'll allow you to get all our episodes going all the way back to the beginning, just like on the webpage. And speaking of the webpage again, you're able to get all our episodes. You're able to download them, stream them. If you're want to listen to us at work, because some of our content is safe to listen to at work, even though we do have that explicit rating on some of them, a lot of them, our episodes do not have that E rating, so they're safe to listen to at work. If you want to do it, you could always download our stuff on your laptop or desktop computer, put it on a jump drive, and bring it to work to listen there if you're allowed to. And that's about it for now, I think. Good chance. I think this Monday we'll be recording another episode for all of you. That is fates be willing, and what we will be talking about is who knows? It could be gaming trolls and a whole mess of other stuff that is out there. So I'll see you all next week, and stay tuned to our social media and our content outlets, whether it be for our audio podcasts or our YouTube channel for content this week, and also our Instagram page for stuff like photographs, and our TikTok channel. Everything's in the, again, in the description on our main page, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. So check us out and have a good week, y'all. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.